types of sound with the Voice Guy. Now that you're aware of how your breath is working today, let's connect with the vibrations of your voice on the most basic level. The goal here is to connect with your impulse to make sound, to find the simplest voiced noise possible. Before we begin, a word of warning. If you overthink this, it will be very challenging to find this very simple sound. Trust that you know your voice. You've been using it your whole life. This is easy, and it's important that you remember that through the process of this exploration. Stand, sit, or lie in a comfortable position with your body in alignment. Close your eyes and feel your breath in your core with its action moving your guts as breath comes in and goes out. You want to be sure to feel that simple, unmanipulated action before we go on. Relax your jaw and feel the temperature of the air passing over your lips and tongue. It should feel cool coming in and warm going out. Visualize the air as it passes into your core and becomes warm inside. Feel the warm air leaving your body as it warms the roof of your mouth. There's no need to sustain breath at this point. Let your breath be as basic as possible, allowing yourself to only breathe the breath you need, rather than exploring a sustained breath. It should be very short. Now let's get some color in your core. Imagine a color, any color, your favorite, or even one you hate. The important thing is that you should be able to see it clearly with your mind's eye. If you're having a hard time coming up with one, open your eyes for a moment and notice the most brightly colored object in the room and use that. Now, image that color in your belly. Imagine that with every breath, you're dipping down into the color that is in your gut, stirring the color as if it were paint. Let's imagine that that paint were sound, waiting to be shared with the world. It's important that you take a moment to value that paint or that thought of paint. See the color clearly, and with each breath, dip down into it, stir it up. If, in the process of this exercise, you find that your impulse causes the color to change, go with it. There's no right color, and forcing your color to remain the same through the exercise will only stifle your impulse, not foster its growth. Now it's time to share your paint thought with the world. There's no need at this point to spray the paint, to splash it, to spill it. That'll come later. At this point, we merely want to reveal the color we feel inside ourselves to the world through a very simple sound, the sound huh. Imagine that you're using sound as your paintbrush to dab the color in your gut on the canvas of the air. With each dab, explore the feeling of the color. Where does it vibrate in you? Huh. How does the image of the color in your gut travel up from inside and out through your relaxed jaw, over your relaxed tongue, into the world? Huh. 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 Let each little huh be an exploration of that color, of you in the world, of your experience of breath, of sound and vibration. Now, color your world. It's time to open your eyes. Find the image of your color with your eyes open, and then slowly, as you continue to dab the color on your short huh, blink your eyes back into the space you're in. As you share your color with this landscape, as opposed to your inner one, imagine dabbing little blobs of color on the objects and people around you. Remember to keep your jaw relaxed as you follow your impulse. How does this make you feel? What thoughts do you have? There's no right answer, other than to have thought to respond to the situation, including how absurd it is. Take your time with this. At this point, it's important to allow this impulsive sound room to grow from a simple dab into a smear, a wipe, ha, 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 a stroke of paint thought. Allow the sound room to extend now, ha, ha, ha. Let the painting voicing be in response not only to the color in your gut, but also to the world you're painting. Don't be afraid to paint anything with your imagination. Paint people, furniture, stuff you can see out the window. Your imagination is your only limit. Let the sound be expressive of your inner life, your emotional world, your impulsive thoughts. Release it.